The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day the Aldi way.
And no, thankfully your mic's not on yet.
I don't know if it was.
Thank God.
I actually was pushing up the faders as he said it, so I'm not sure if it went out.
If Aiden went out, we apologize
now. We're going to live Snapchat.
We are not.
I said, what's with the IRA headphones? And if you want to go to my Snapchat, it's Des Buffer. My Snapchat is Des Buffer. We'll see Jenny and her IRA headphones.
So, anyway. We have, for everybody listening, myself and Jenny wear patriotic tricolour headphones, green, white, orange. They are not IRA headphones. They are the Irish flag.
To me, if there was like a Wolf Tones fan that was really into his music, this is what he'd be listening to them on. Yeah, that to me is like the look you're going for. It's like, no, I love the Wolf Tones, but I need to have it in high quality digital sound. That's what I'm going for.
How are you anyway, Des?
I'm good, man.
Are you good?
I'm strung out on Snapchat.
Oh, really?
I didn't get it for ages.
I like, still can't figure it out. 40,
I know, I was
are
like that, too.
Are you following people or what? I set
I
up an account.
I follow some
and
people, but it's too... The following is tough because there's no pictures. It's all madness.
So yeah.
But Snapchat, again, correct me if I'm wrong. What? Snapchat, correct me if I'm wrong. Snapchat is it can be a picture or a video that
a
disappears
picture or a video, yeah,
at the
or
end.
Just text.
But if it's this one that disappears after you see it?
Yeah, 10 seconds. The longest is like 10 seconds. But people can screenshot them, so just be careful. Because Snapchat is known to be a marriage breaker, just so you know.
Yeah. But they've got great effects on it now, because I still don't know how to use it, but I see my friends do it. And you can make videos and put like water
tears
coming out
of
your eyes.
And
brilliant. You can turn yourself into like a dragon.
Mm. But it's good for being funny really quick. Like, I've actually started like trying out little bits of material. Or like, I'll give an example. Like, you can just be really silly on it. Like, after a gig, I did some new material in New York. I was like over the moon. And then Lionel Richie's All Night Long came on the radio when I got in my car. So that's like a comedian that grew up in the 80s, that's like a perfect moment. It's like, great gig. And then you get in your car, it's like, all my friends, the time has come. And I was just, I just started like filming myself dancing around the car. The young kids like that.
Yeah,
you know?
I know, I get it.
The young kids like that silly. Silly is really hot for the 18 to 25 year old.
What about Instagram? And you're on Twitter, I know, but Instagram.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram too. Yeah. Instagram's for all the like the stylish people,
right?
And the people that are into food.
And they take about 10 shots before they get
and
it right.
They're making a career out of it.
Yeah.
Twitter is for people like me, like who were cutting edge social media people about 10 years ago, and now we're still there looking at all the Instagram people going like, oh my god, look at these people, it's all cleavage and fillers.
like fake tan.
Instagram is amazing. Instagram is like, hey, rationalizing my plastic surgery, I got these great fillers for 25. You know, like. It's just like all of a sudden it's become completely.
And what about Facebook? You're on Facebook?
Yeah, well, Facebook's great for promoting gigs and stuff.
Okay.
Facebook has done a great job in sort of like Facebook 5 years ago was like for old people. One that was like you're past it if you're on Facebook. Whereas they're kind of cutting edge. It's great for posting videos and.
And in China they don't have Twitter. They have Weibo.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
Yeah, you're on that.
Trust me, Weibo must be hopping right now if I'm talking to you.
always is.
All my Chinese, I got all these like 25, well, let's face it, more like in their 30s. Let's face it, Nikki's fans are aging. Let's call a spade a spade. Nikki's fans are aging.
What can you do? You got to face reality sometime, Jen.
Yeah,
that's
but
what
you got to embrace it, man.
You do.
Listen. There's no shame in the red cow.
Now,
there is
I
no
say?
Shame in the red cow. When Westlife get back together, there's a lot of money in function rooms. I was given advice once. There's a lot of money in function rooms. There's gold.
Corporates.
There's gold in them carpets. Let me tell you that. There is gold in them carpets. So anyway, Weibo will be hopping. Although I haven't been engaging as much. Weibo is kind of a bit shy.
I forgot my password on Weibo.
Oh.
And I don't know how to I don't know how to
set
get
you
it back.
Up a new one.
Because it was a Chinese record company or somebody who set it up for us all at the time, and I have no idea.
You don't even have your password for your Facebook account.
You're still
so
big there, man.
Like,
it's a tradition really? Of mine that every time I go for karaoke in
Westlife
China,
number.
I mean, I've talked about it before, but like you're always on them. There's like, you don't have a lot of Western song choices anyway, so
just
I get
Westlife.
The double bubble of being able to sing it.
It's like Wham or Westlife.
You raise me up, right? And then, but I also get the double whammy of going, look, he's my friend. Look, he's previous, his previous tweets. Look, this is a direct message. This is just between the two of us.
I'll Snapchat you sometime when you're singing.
Are you on Snapchat?
Yeah.
You
no, I'm not. The show is.
The show is on Snapchat.
I do gotta get it.
We'll
continue
to
Snapchat. My Snapchat must be happening now with all this.
Dez, I was watching on the Late Late Show. I mean, it was just flicking by, of course. But I caught you on the Late Late Show.
I wouldn't normally be in on a Friday.
He's in every Friday to mine.
And I really enjoyed it. And you were talking all about... There we are, on Snapchat.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, come on. That's not bad radio.
Yeah, so the new DVD is called Live Made, Made in China.
Yes.
I mean, so how'd you come up with that title?
I spent a lot of time, man. You know, it's not a funny story, but the story behind the title is I was trying to come up with all these quirky titles for the show when I was going to Australia originally. The first run of the live show was in Australia. And, you know, I was coming up with all these ideas and none of them made sense. And then I was just like, well, I just call it Made in China because then everyone knows it's about China. The show was made in China. It's a bit of a cheesy cliche, but it just kind of works. So it was just a really practical, title. I called it Coming Home in Ireland because I was worried that in Ireland if I called it Made in China everybody would be like, Jesus, he's still going on about China, is he? So I called it Coming Home so they think it wasn't about China,
right.
But then I still went on about China anyway, but luckily they thought it was funny, so I tricked them.
Is the China, you've got a Chinese girlfriend, or well, you did have when you were on the Late Show 2 weeks ago, do you still have a Chinese girlfriend?
Well, it's a tough relationship, but we're still together. Yeah, she's messaging me now. I better send her a message, keep her happy. I'll send her a picture of you. She might get excited about it.
Does she speak
always,
English?
She loved,
no.
Every time I send her a picture of a Westerner, she always loves going, oh, he's better looking than you. But Chinese girls are really direct. So, hey, give me a good look, yeah.
Give her video.
Blue steel.
So anyway, she's fine. She's fine.
And
do you want to hear a funny story? This is kind of like a new material, so I'm kind of trying it out on the radio.
Oh, well,
this is
no problem.
This is true, right?
If we don't laugh,
you're gonna pull up my seat.
It's a little bit on the raunchy side, but I think it's okay. You know, so anyway, the language of love can be tough to translate. Like, that was one of the things that I really struggled with, because I got good at Chinese and I started performing in Chinese. I was fine, but then like in those romantic moments, you just like, you know, you don't know what to say. You know, okay, so without getting too... You've grown up on a diet of kind of like, you know, like, oh yeah, oh God. You know the things you got to say when you're speaking English, right? Mm-hmm. So I didn't know the things you say when you're speaking Chinese. So the word shufu means comfortable, right? Shufu means comfortable, okay. Right? I learned that very early on. Mm. Like, this sofa is very comfortable. 这个沙发特别舒服, right? So it turns out that shufu is also the word that like Chinese ladies use when like it's all going
it's
good.
Time.
Not when it's time. Not when it's time. That word is chicken. No, I'm just kidding. But no. Not when it's time. Not when it's day 14. No. But it's just the word that they use for like this is all going great.
Okay.
And you know, it's just, this is like 2FM language. But so all of a sudden she's like, oh, tell me a shufu. Like, it's really comfortable. And I was like, what, like a sofa? Like, I don't like I'm giving my all here. I'm giving it everything. I'm pulling out all the tricks. Like, I don't give massages, you know, normally this late into a relationship. You know, like, massages are for week one or week two and you're still trying to seal the deal. But, tell me a shufu. I was like, comfortable, come on. I'm better than IKEA. You know, like IKEA showroom. But anyway, that's new material. I shouldn't be blowing my new material on the radio because I all my material is so bloody new. I'm under pressure. So if you come to the gig, I'm in Sligo tonight. If you come to the gig in Sligo, do not be upset if you hear that again.
Yeah. Where are you in Sligo? In the Hawkswell?
The Hawkswell, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have connections to Sligo because Westlife was mistakenly called a Sligo band because a few members were from Sligo.
There was two of us from Dublin and we actually got the freedom of Sligo. So I'm kind of like an honorary Sligo man.
Yeah.
I don't think they were originally going to give it to us. And then myself and Brian kind of felt a little bit put out. And then they were like, okay, we'll give it to the... I'm not sure. But they gave it to us all in the end. Yeah. So I went up and did my acceptance speech in Irish. In the actual, when you go in, and it's a big kind of, you know, it's a big, like a dinner and a proper...
Did you actually, did someone...
Oh, no, I did, yeah.
Did you write it out?
Yeah, no, wrote it out, got somebody to translate it for me. Didn't tell a soul. Went up and, you know, went up there and thought, you know, here you go, have a bit of this. No one knew what I said, only me.
Yeah, exactly, because it's not bloody Connemara, you're in Sligo. It's Yeats country. How many Irish poems did he write? Yeah. So you got to know your audience, man, come on.
Tell us about the tour anyway, Grey Matters, and is it then you've kind of been the Just for Men?
Oh yeah, well, you know, Just for Men was like...
To be honest with you,
Just for Men was for me?
That's
Just for
a
Men was scaffolding.
Color you've got.
Just for Men was scaffolding. Because when I was going gray, it was like my... There was like... undergoing maintenance vibe to my head. It was kind of like in between. So it's like, we apologize for this inconvenience. So the Just Women was scaffolding so people didn't have to look at the work that was going on. But once I was completely grey, I was very happy with it.
You've got a great head of hair though.
It looks great. It actually really looks
very
good.
Thick.
Do you enjoy it being grey now?
Love it being grey.
Really?
I love it.
Do you get more attention from the females?
Weirdly enough, I think the admiration age has gone down by 2 years since I've gone completely grey. It's a father issue thing, I guess.
China, this is probably a silly question. Do Chinese people go grey? I can't think of
China. No, they don't let them, they die.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, if you look at the Chinese government, like, they all have jet black hair. They all die. When you go into a barbershop in China, like, half the guys are getting their hair dyed. Because you can dye black. Brown doesn't dye well. Blonde, your hair dyes well. I mean, you don't have to do it yet, but when you need to, you're going to get away with it.
I found a bit of gray hair in my beard, all right. Is that where it starts?
It depends on the person.
Okay.
You know, it depends on the person. But
where
the last
did you start?
Place to go gray is another party body, because I'm still full brown. I'm still full brown downtown.
That is really good to know.
Full brown downtown. So, anyway.
When are you gigging around the rest of the country?
That, that is what's
kind Sligo of, tonight. Where else are you?
I'm all over the country. Sligo tonight, Tullamore tomorrow. There's no tickets for Sligo, but this takes Tullamore Cavan on Sunday. Then I'm in like Loughrea. I'm in Belfast, if anyone's listening up there. I'm in Athlone.
Well, they were until you commented on our headphones.
What's that?
They were listening up north.
Yeah, up until half of them will be there. And to be honest, I don't have Protestant fans. I have to call spade a spade. Protestants don't watch RTE, so you know, like I accept that. It's absolutely fine. Speaking of you know, just like Republican statements, I messaged Dustin yesterday.
Oh,
and I said, hey, happy Thanksgiving. I'm glad you're in a safe place. And he messaged me back, thanks, Des. Turkey our law. So I thought it was very funny for Thanksgiving, for a nice Thanksgiving message. So thanks to Dustin for that. And I'm everywhere. DesBishop.net for the date. So just go on my Facebook. My Facebook is very active nowadays. I'm posting a lot of old videos, which are getting great response, I have to say. So, or just buy the, just if you're in a place where I'm not going,
made
just
in China.
Buy the DVD or if you don't have a DVD player like me, you can download it on iTunes.
There you go.
Yeah,
we have dates here as well. They're away. Vicar Street on January 22nd, 23rd.
I forgot about that.
And the Town Hall Galway, March 19th. Vicar Street, I've been to see you in Vicar Street, actually. It's a great gig. Do you ever get stage fright or nervous, or do you do anything like warm up or anything beforehand?
For Vicar Street, not that nervous. I mean, it's around the corner from me, Gaff.
Right.
And I've performed there like 130 times.
Wow. 130.
So I'm pretty comfortable there. Mm. I did a Corbett last night in Belfast. I was pretty nervous. I had to follow Alistair Campbell. That was tough, because the last thing that followed Alistair Campbell was the Iraq War. So I was feeling a lot of pressure. I didn't want to be another disaster. So,
Corporate crowd's a tough one as well.
Oh, it was terrible. Actually,
a lot of times people are there who don't want to be there, or they're
Well, they were all, to be honest, that's why I said the northern thing, because it was in the north and like none of them knew who I was. You know, so I was getting like the famous person fee, but all these noise were like, oh, hey, this guy, I don't know who this guy is. Like, this is John Bishop. Is it John Bishop's brother? Like, why was he down here? Like, so it was fine. So, oh yeah, I'm in Cork as well, the Everyman. Those are kind of like my homecoming shows.
Okay.
There's a sense of ownership with me in the Cork, you know, Cork people kind of own me, which is fine. So I have to go back down. They're like, Cork is my pimp. So I got to go down and pay.
It's a good county to be owned by. I think it's definitely my favourite.
You're kind of owned by Cork as well.
I am a bit like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Jenny's parents lived in Cork now, and then she gigs an awful lot in Cork. So
yeah.
She's a Corkonian.
I couldn't get arrested in Dublin, but I just go to Cork and I work. You know, that's
really?
A true story. Yeah.
Where do you work, in Reardon's?
No, I always played in the Savoy down there.
Oh, but
all
is
the
that
years.
Still going?
It's actually only recent. I think last week it's gone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Some nights
it's gone.
I'm looking for a new venue in Cork. I might warm up for you in the Everyman.
You know what I'd love to do, man? Maybe we should do this. I never had like a proper after party. I've never had one my entire career. I had like a 30th in Vicar Street, but that was just like my friends. But I've never had like a proper after party where like everyone goes to the club and there's bottles on the table.
It has to be a guest list. Your name's got to be down if you want to come in.
Everyone's on auto-tune. Everyone has to be. You can't even talk unless you're on auto-tune. You know, and the bottles are popping and all this nonsense that people are into nowadays. You know, it's like, come on and sit down next to me. You know, like everyone's on auto-tune. It's very hard
to
do auto-tune.
Jenny, you could gig at that.
We will do that.
Why don't we do?
Okay.
How about this? Now,
all right.
I will have to talk to the company people, but we should do a 2FM after party.
Yeah. That's a good show.
Done.
Yeah.
Great.
So we'll just invite all the models, which is great for me and you, Jenny. We'll just pack it with ladies. Pack it with ladies.
Yeah. You're going to get me in trouble.
Jenny recently gigged in Cork on Twitter the next morning. We just were flicking through Twitter guy had said, Jenny Green, well worth the €15 last night.
Wow.
Well, isn't that good?
You got to work on your pricing.
Amazing what you can get for 15 quid these days. Oh, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, it's always fun. Right, where are you living now, Des? Because obviously your mom is in New York. Yeah. And your brother, I'm guessing, is in New York as well, is he?
My middle brother is in New York.
Okay.
Aiden, my youngest brother, is in Dublin right now. He walked in on me at 8 o'clock this morning because we had switched around rooms. I have two Chinese people living in the house because I'm not around that much, so it's nice to have people in the house because we live in Rialto, so it's kind of essential. And I don't know why. Like, we changed rooms months ago, but he just barged into my room this morning. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, sorry, wrong room, bro, wrong room. So anyway, Aiden lives with me, and my brother's in New York. I'm kind of half and half. But actually, from now until the end of March, I'm back in Ireland a lot more.
Okay.
So I'll be here a lot. I'll go back to New York for Christmas. I'm gigging, like, all the time. I just have, like, a Christmas break. So I'm from tonight. Tonight is the very first night of the tour. So very fresh material. Now, I will be nervous before tonight. You asked me about nerves. A lot of new material. And then I'm gigging right through to the end of March.
And do you know straight away when that material's working on stage? Because I always, you know, I've obviously been on stage, but as a comedian, I'm sure if it's fallen flat on its ass, where do you go from there? How do you know straight away?
Well, with new material, you know, like, with new material, it can be tough because, like, if you stay with it, sometimes you find something funny. Like, even, 3 nights ago, I was in the Comedy Cellar in New York, and Chris Rock turned up. I had to go on after him, but Chris Rock turned up and was trying out new material. And he's the same. Like, he's banging out new jokes. Some of them aren't working. He's like, he stays with it, though. He tries to find, you know, the funny. And he finds it eventually. If you have that space, like, you know. But when you're doing a new show like tonight in Sligo, I won't have that space. So, I mean, I've tried out the new jokes. Like, they kind of work. But, you know, sometimes when they're fresh like that, you know, you can start the sentence wrong, or you just haven't nailed, like, the script just yet.
Yeah.
So that can be annoying because you just think, damn. Like, so say sometimes you got, like, three, this is getting a bit technical now, but say you have, like, three tags or, like, three punchlines within, like, a bit. And you just, like, you word it wrong, and then all of a sudden you're sort of like, you've blown to
you miss one, yeah,
before you've even started. And then you're like, damn, you know, then you're under pressure. But that's, every comedian will tell you, that's the process in the early days of a show. The process is to, like, get it right. But on the flip side, what you get when somebody's doing that fresh new show is all that energy and buckets of improv, which often, particularly for me, turns out to be the best stuff. You know, when it's like the energy's buzzing and the crowd, you know, you're like messing with the crowd. So we'll see.
What do you do when you come off then straight afterwards? Because you must be kind of on a high. Well, you would hope you're going to be on a high, depending how the night went. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, what was your first
straight
thing you do?
Straight to Abracababra, the chip shop or somewhere.
In this case, now I'd probably be selling DVDs after this one. So I'll tell you what happens after the show. I'm covered in sweat. I sit down in the lobby where the door is open and I just slowly get pneumonia as I sign DVDs. You know, because, like, the sweat just slowly drips back in. It's like, go home. Go back to where you came from, sweat. And so that's probably what I'll be doing after these shows. I mean, I don't drink, so I don't, like, go mad party or whatever.
But it's hard to just go straight to bed after something like that.
Straight to bed, but I'm pretty good. Like, I'm not a nighttime guy. I have the working, I have the body clock of a farmer and the working hours of a stripper.
What side of the bed do you sleep on? Because we were talking about this earlier, right? Because apparently if you sleep on the left-hand side, you're in better form in the morning than if you sleep on the right.
Really?
Do you have a side?
I'd say that's absolute nonsense. But that's the type of stuff that keeps these type of radio shows going. I mean, without that type of nonsense information, how would you fill 3 hours a day? You know? I mean, that's I think, how this whole thing works.
Another bit of nonsense information we had, and I'm going to rattle through with you. I was reading, and I do it every Thursday, the website Business Insider, and I flicked to page 14. It's huge scientific research. And basically, it's discovered surprising signs of braininess. So they say if you took music lessons, research suggests that music helps kids' minds develop in lots of different ways. Did you ever take music lessons?
Yeah, but I never stuck with them.
Okay.
And I regret that now because...
We'll give you a tick for that, though.
Yeah,
turned out to be good at languages, and I regret not sticking with it.
Okay, so that's when we'll take that box. You're the oldest, because it says oldest siblings are usually smarter, only slightly, but are smarter.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
You're the oldest?
That's a fact. Yeah,
well, you're the oldest.
You have a cat. Do you have a cat?
Nah.
Okay, don't take that one.
Cat means you're lonely. Is this a loneliness?
Excuse me, I've got two cats and I'm not lonely.
You're very lonely.
Don't be a bitch now. There's no need for that.
You're left-handed.
No, I'm right-handed.
Right-handed, okay, that's good.
You're not doing well there.
You're tall, you are very tall. What are you, 6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah, 6'2" and a bit.
Okay, in your flat.
In heels.
You worry a lot, because a growing body of research suggests that anxious individuals may be smarter than others in certain ways.
Yeah, I guess.
You worry?
But I mean, I'm not buying any of this, but I'll go with it.
Okay, you're, the next one says you're funny, and obviously we don't tick that box for you.
Yeah, forget
that's
it, man.
Open to interpretation.
Well, I have to be honest, I don't know why, but I feel like I'm funnier when I'm on this show. Like, you guys are just great laughers. You know, like
we just
like,
smile. It's infectious.
Like, I've been on other shows and I'm just like not
name
funny.
Name them.
Oh yeah, I was on Joe Duffy a few weeks ago. I was on Liveline because some guy was ripping into Rialto. I had to get on and defend Rialto. Yeah.
Oh, we won't get into it. Yeah. I can
picture Joe going, now we've got Des Bishop on the line. Sure, Des, what have you got to say about Rialto?
I'm very Joe Duffy's a nice guy.
I love Joe Duffy.
I will defend him. Yeah. He's a lovely guy. I've had a shower with Joe Duffy in the gym.
You've had a shower?
What?
Front page of the Herald, Des Bishop. Do you ever smoke cannabis, Joe? No. Do you ever shower with Des Bishop? I'm not. No comment. No comment.
Oh, God.
So, don't Snapchat that ever. Yeah.
No, we were
don't even clarify. Let people think.
I have a story. It's
okay. Not, oh, sorry.
So Joe, we were in the gym. I was playing squash in the gym, and Joe came in after us. So the two of us there showering away. And I said, Joe, we've something in common. Dave McSavage is taking the piss out of both of us. And Joe goes, yeah, but he didn't call you a sexual pervert, did he? Joe's a funny guy.
He is. He's great.
Guy.
He actually came onto this show a couple of times and he gave us he recorded a well wishing message. Remember, he told us about the Child of Prague statue in the garden
for
best of luck.
Sorry, everything out for you.
Before we let you go, how is your mom? I know she's unwell, but how is she doing?
She's doing a bit better this week, actually. Had a good week. So now she's just recovering from a broken hip. You know, when you have all these accumulative things, you kind of think, like, oh, this is the end. You know, but now that the sort of smoke is cleared, it looks like she's just recovering from a broken hip. So, you know, we'll see. Okay. We'll see. It's tough though. Like, I don't know. I don't like to generalize and say looking after your mother is tougher, but I think looking after the boss is tougher.
Yeah.
And some families the father's the boss and some families the mother's the boss. Like my mother is the boss.
Yeah.
And she has not taken well to like not being the boss anymore.
Yeah.
So like it's always a fight. You know, so it's tough, but it's worth it. It's interesting, but she's not getting a show. My dad got a show. She is not getting a show. I'll tell you. And if it's going to be a show, it's going to be a bloody Greek tragedy. I'll tell you that. She is not getting a comedy show.
She's I was reading on you this morning. You actually came to boarding school in Ireland. I thought your parents moved to Ireland.
Man, I came here on my own at 14.
Really?
Yeah. I throw that back in her face every now and then. You're just like, well, I raised you. It's like, yeah, well, you're kind of gave up after 14 years. You know, you didn't really go the full way, did you? Nah. I posted this a couple weeks. My mother is very funny. Like, I always thought I got my performance thing from my dad, but actually my mother's like super sarcastic. So we're moving her out of the house that we grew up in. So I've been finding all this like nostalgic stuff. So we found, my mother kept all our report cards from primary school. So the seventh grade report card says, Dez is great, shows great potential, blah, blah, blah. He needs to learn self-control, and it's underlined. So my mother's response, you can see it, like the signature back from my mother is, it'll take a miracle, but we'll keep trying. I think that's great, because like, we're like, what kind of parenting is that? It's like, it'll take a miracle. Like, yeah, we give up, basically.
Help us, we can do no more. Yeah. Right, Dez, so you've mentioned your dates. Tour starts tonight in Sligo in the Hawkswell. You're going there. Vicar Street, January 22nd, 23rd. Town Hall in Galway on March 19th. You mentioned Cork and Tullamore as well as in there.
And everywhere. Just go desbishop.net. All the dates are up there. Or tweet me at desbishop. Facebook me. Snapchat me. Des Buffer. Jeez, there's too many. There's too many social medias.
And Des Bishop Live, made in China, or as it's called in Ireland.
Well, it was called Coming Home, but the DVD
is gone with this. This is the one.
That's a great Christmas present. Yeah. Listen.
That's the best Christmas present.
Well, there's two.
Because there's no Westlife tickets anymore at Christmas. Okay, go ahead.
DVDs are great because you could put them into stock, but if it's like the 24th of December and you forgot somebody, you could just buy tickets to a show and print it off in an envelope. You don't even have to go pick
up
the tickets.
You could do what we've been doing, is just accumulating all the free DVDs and CDs over the last month and using them as Christmas presents.
Yeah, but when you work for 2FM, everybody knows. You know, like everybody knows. It's like, he got that for free. It's like,
you heard Adele's new album? I saw this and thought of you.
When you get a present in big letters across the back, it's for promotion only, not for resale. You know, you think, this guy does not love me.
Thank you,
guys.
Someone's getting a signed Westlife Croke Park DVD for Christmas from me.
Well, you've watched it. You've worn that outfit.
I'm going to create a website called provoheadphones.com. I think I found a niche.
Dez, it's always brilliant. I can't thank you enough. And the best of luck, and say hello to your mom for us as well.
Thanks, lads.
Dez Bishop, everybody. There you go. It's 2FM.